www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Allah is everywhere. Some people imagine that they themselves, matter, and the world they see all around them are all absolute beings. But they regard Allah, surely He is beyond that, as an imagination pervading that absolute matter. Or else, since they cannot see Him with their own eyes, they say, Allah must be somewhere we cannot see, in space, or far away from human eyes. Surely Allah is beyond that. These are all grave errors. Because Allah is everywhere, not just in the sky. As that sole absolute being, Allah enfolds the whole universe, all people and places, the heavens and everywhere. And Allah is manifested in the whole universe. According to the hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that someone who said that Allah was in the sky was telling the truth. But this account in no way conflicts with the fact that Allah is everywhere. Because if someone at your location on earth raises his hands and prays to Allah and thinks that Allah is in the sky, while someone at the South Pole turns to Allah in the same way, while someone else at the North Pole raises his hands, and yet another individual in Japan or America or Ecuador raises his hands to the sky in the same way and turns to Allah, then it is impossible to speak of any fixed direction. In the same way, if jinn, angels, and demons at various points in space and the universe also pray toward the skies, it will again be impossible to speak of any fixed direction, and the situation will be one that covers the entire universe. We must not also forget that Allah is unfettered by time and space. Allah's self is something different. But the manifestations of Allah are everywhere. If someone enters a room and says Allah is not there, he is denying Allah. The manifestations of Allah are in that room and everywhere. Wherever you may turn, manifestations of Allah are there. Several verses of the Quran state that Allah pervades all places, that He is closer to us than our own jugular veins, and that we will see His face wherever we look. For example, in verse 255 of Surat Al-Baqarah, Allah says, His footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth. Verse 92 of Surah Hud says, But my Lord encompasses everything that you do, meaning that Allah pervades what people do. The truth revealed in the Quran is clear. Allah is not only in the skies, Allah is He who enfolds and pervades all places. This knowledge is provided to us by way of the Quran. Describing the reality of the secret behind matter will enable people to better understand these verses. People who realize that matter is not an absolute entity will realize with complete clarity that Allah is everywhere at any moment, that He sees and hears them at all moments, that He witnesses all things and is closer to them than their own jugular veins. And that He hears the prayers of those who pray. Some verses of the Quran on the subject. Both east and west belong to Allah, so wherever you turn, the face of Allah is there. Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Surat Al-Baqarah 1:15. Allah, there is no God but Him, the living, the self-sustaining. He is not subject to drowsiness or sleep. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Who can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, but they cannot grasp any of His knowledge save what He wills. His footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth, and their preservation does not tire Him. He is the Most High, the Magnificent. Surat Al-Baqarah 255. When we said to you, Surely your Lord encompasses the people with his knowledge. We only appointed the vision we showed you and the accursed tree in the Quran as a trial and temptation for the people. We frighten them, but it only increases them in their excess insolence. Surat Al-Isra 60. There is no one in the heavens and earth who will not come to the All-Merciful as a slave. He has counted them and numbered them precisely. Surat Maryam 93 and 94. And other booty you do not yet have the power to take. Allah has already encompassed it. Allah has power over all things. Surat Al-Fat 21. While Allah is encircling them from behind. Surat Al-Buruj 20. We created man and we know what his own self whispers to him. We are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Surat Kaf 16. If something good happens to you, it galls them. If something bad strikes you, they rejoice at it. But if you are steadfast and have fear of Allah, their scheming will not harm you in any way. Allah encompasses what they do. Surat Al-Imran 120. They try to conceal themselves from people, but they cannot conceal themselves from Allah. He is with them when they spend the night, saying things which are not pleasing to him. Allah encompasses everything they do. Surat An-Nisa 108. What is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah encompasses all things. Surat An-Nisa 126. Do not be like those who left their homes in arrogance, showing off to people and barring them from the way of Allah. Allah encompasses what they do. Surat Al-Anfal 47. He said, My people, do you esteem my clan more than you do Allah? You have made him into something to cast disdainfully behind your backs. But my Lord encompasses everything that you do. What? Are they in doubt about the meeting with their Lord? What? Does he not encompass all things? Surah Fusilat 54. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's remarks on destiny, preordination, and the fact that Allah is everywhere. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. The subjects on which people concentrate most are those such as the existence of Allah, death, what will happen in the hereafter, and destiny. In other words, no matter how much they try not to let on, this is the subject that occupies their brains day and night. Because every night there is a film on the TV about someone dying. Even if a person sees a dead insect, it would remind him of death. And when he thinks about himself, it reminds him of death again. People are very troubled when it comes to destiny. There are still objections raised. Even though I have talked about it at such length, they are still saying things. They say that Allah has created destiny, of course. There is predestination, but there is also partial free will, they say. In other words, a very small power unique to us that Allah, may Allah forbid, cannot control, which belongs to us. In other words, Allah does not know what we will do, or He knows, but only vaguely, may Allah forbid. And when we do something, Allah shows us two paths, but cannot know which we will go down. We choose that path, may Allah forbid, with our own free will. And that comes up as a surprise information. May Allah forbid for Allah. That is to say, something emerges that He encounters for the first time. And Allah thus tests us. And He understands accordingly. May Allah forbid. There is no such thing at all. Both preordination and partial free will are created by Allah Himself. Look, there exists just one single moment. What does a single moment in time mean? It means an infinitely short space of time. What we call an instant is an infinitely short time. Allah has created and completed infinite before and an infinite after within that infinitely brief moment. There is nothing to be done. There is nothing one can do. So how is it that partial free will of yours is not part of destiny? Consequently, such egocentric people who regard themselves, may Allah forbid, as divine, cannot get over this point one way or another. The fact that Allah has created preordination and also partial free will disturbs them for some reason. The second thing that disturbs them is the fact that Allah is everywhere. They want Allah to be up in the sky. They want Him to be in one specific point in the sky, not everywhere in the sky, just in one specific location there. That means relative to infinity, that makes it a place that can count for nothing. Because compared to infinity, no matter how large something in a given place is, anything covering a given volume, may Allah forbid, we do not carry such a belief, is still infinitely small. Isn't it? It is infinitely small. It exists, but is very small. Someone wrote in recently saying that if Allah is in our room and everywhere in our bodies, then we must ourselves be Allah. May Allah forbid. We worship the essence of Allah. Being a manifestation of Allah is one thing. The essence of Allah is different, isn't it? We worship the essence of Allah. Of course, we are manifestations of Allah, and Allah exists everywhere. He's also in our bodies. Some people do not want Allah to be in their bodies, and they do not therefore want Him to be in the room either. Where do they want Him? Up in the sky and far, far away. They want Him to be there, quadrillions of kilometers away. May Allah forbid. Why do they say it has to be like this? Why do they believe in this? I really don't understand. It means that when such people are asked if Allah is here, they would say He is not. Where is Allah? Up in the sky, but Allah is not here, they would say. Consequently, they would say Allah is not on earth, may Allah forbid, right? They would say Allah is up in the skies, but He is not here. They say only His knowledge can reach us, but not Him. They say, we are the absolute beings, Allah is but a shadow. I used to hear that in my childhood. Prove that Allah exists, they used to say. And then they would say, can you show a TV image, or a radio sound, or your own mind? Can you show us the inside of your mind? Then, they used to say, since you can't show your own mind, you can't show Allah either. That was their explanation. It is true that Allah cannot be seen or touched, and is not an object. He's not an entity with time and space. He's outside time and space. But these people's real aim in that is very different. For instance, they say there was a young girl, and Rasulullah, peace be upon him, came by. He asked, where is Allah? She replied, He is in the sky. You are right, said the Prophet, peace be upon him. They show this as proof and believe that Allah is in the sky. All right, Allah is in the sky. When a child points upward, she points to the skies and she is in Arabia. Someone at the North Pole raises his hands to the sky and prays to Allah. Or at the South Pole, someone at the equator raises his hand. People all around the whole globe point their hands upwards. Other entities on Mercury or Uranus and all other planetary systems also point upward. In that event, a state of affairs arises that actually covers the whole void of space, doesn't it? Since everyone everywhere raises his hand, and since sky is everywhere, for example, for someone on Mercury, the skies is also the earth, and when he points upward, he is pointing toward the earth. And when someone on earth raises his hands to the skies, he would be pointing to another planet. For that reason, the result is a situation covering the whole 360 degrees. They have failed to appreciate that. Once we said that, these people pulled up in their tracks instantly, and these peculiar beliefs were never raised again. But such people still turn up from time to time and say these kinds of things. There are still those who insist on partial free will. Okay, partial free will does exist, but within destiny. It exists within the destiny created by Allah. It is created and over and done with inside destiny. You choose. You make your own choice. But it is within your destiny. For that reason, may Allah forbid. you do not have the means to make a surprise for Allah. In other words, you cannot do anything that Allah does not know. You just do something that already exists, that has already happened before. That is all.